Hi, my name's Carson Ray. I'm in 8th grade, and I attend Jackson Middle School. So Paul's about to die. He has devoted his life to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. He has fought for sound teaching in the churches. He has trained pastors, corrected individuals, churches, and even apostles. He had been tested before kings. Now Paul's work was almost done. But even though Paul would soon leave the world behind, he wasn't leaving the world without a representative for truth. Timothy, Paul's protege, his son in the Lord, needed to carry on Paul's standard of sound teaching. So I was asked, what is Paul trying to tell Timothy? I came up with three. First one was pursue righteousness. There are a lot of people out there who will try and disrupt Timothy's work and lead people into ungodliness. Timothy and other believers are to accurately handle the word, avoid empty chatter, flee from youthful lust, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. Number two, preach the word. Paul's last charge to Timothy is to preach the word. Timothy is not only responsible for keeping church doctrine in line, he's also supposed to bring the teaching of the lost. Number three, stand strong. Following God means that you look different from everyone else, more like God and less like other people in the world. There will be hardships, and you will get made fun of, or you might lose a friend, but you need to stay faithful to God. 2 Timothy 2:1-5, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust them to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. As well as anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. Being a Christian means that following God is following God all the time. 2 Timothy 2:11-13, if we die with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Now I ask you, how can you lead others? Will it be as simple as helping your mom with the dishes, or will you reach out to the kid that sits by himself at lunch? But whatever you do, do it for God.